Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Knoxville's latest City Council meeting. Things decided at the Knoxville City Council meeting. A lot of things were presented, and I guess none were really decided, about the old VA campus. Talk about the presentation that the Knoxville City Council and you received, just kind of giving us an update on where the federal government stands on taking care of the old VA campus.
Yeah, the most recent council meeting, we heard a presentation from Glenn Lyons, who is working with the city. Really, we're trying to do work in preparation of what can happen. At this point, we've been told that the campus is being reviewed by an appraiser that are looking at both setting a value of what that property would be worth, but also the possibility of putting that into separate parcels. So the federal government, the way it's been explained to us, they look for their highest and best use. And so that might mean one giant piece of property with all the buildings, or it might mean several. And so that's what they're reviewing right now and wanting to assign a price to that. We anticipate that document will be complete within the next 30 to 60 days. And that starts a process. I think it's important to understand at this point, the city is just trying to be prepared for that. There's literally nothing the city can do at this point to change that outcome, to buy or sell properties or even develop or do anything with those properties. We're really just trying to make sure that we're prepared as much as we can possibly be for when that process moves forward and when those next steps happen. And that's really the role that Glenn is playing. He's there to help us to understand that process, help us to frame our perspectives to some of the elected officials involved and to the federal government themselves. As they go through that appraisal process, we want to make sure they understand the reality on the ground with what shape the buildings are in and their infrastructure, and help us to understand what our options would be when some of that ground does become available. What would be our best parcels to go at for development's sake? Which ones would we not be interested in? How can we come to a resolution to do something with those buildings? We understand that most, if not all of them, will need to probably be torn down. And so trying to figure out ways to continue that conversation with the federal government of how we can clean all that up. It's a big process. And while we have indications things are moving forward, we're still working on a federal time frame. And so it's kind of a hurry up and wait situation for the city right now.
Let's say this whole process comes to a close and the federal government decides to sell up different parcels of land. Talk about what type of developments we could potentially see, because the public use gets the first opportunity to use it for some public good, but then potentially it could be also sold privately as well. Just kind of talk about what residents could potentially see on that old VA campus.
Well, that's a great question, and I wish I had a more concrete answer than I'll be able to give you. Again, for us, really what we're, the intent here is to try and be prepared. And so as part of that, we as the city have been in discussions with the school district, who might have an interest in more playing fields for baseball, softball, soccer, those sorts of things. So we definitely want to help them if that's something that would work out, to get them some acreage for that. We've also been in contact with the Fair Board. They currently do use some parking for overflow for races. And if we could help them to formally get that bit of ground, that would really be good. They also have an interest in a spot where they could potentially have more camping spots. We think that would be a good use for that. So we'd like to help facilitate that with the federal government. From the city's perspective, we think there might be some utility in the West End, where it's more almost like ag land, that could potentially become some residential development. We would love to see that. We have the Marion County Housing Study that shows us we need more housing in this community. We feel like that would be the best way to support some of our major employers as they add that employment, is providing these homes for their new employees. And we'd love to have people working and living here with us in Knoxville. So we would think that would be a great opportunity. We also have some doctors and nurse quarters on the south side of Pleasant. Unfortunately, those buildings are, from what we're told by the federal government, those are some of the worst conditioned buildings of all. In fact, there was a review done in 2011 for the quality of some of these buildings. Those buildings were deemed not safe to enter in 2011, and things do not get better in the 7 years subsequent to that study. So we feel that those are certainly going to have to be teardowns. But at the same time, city infrastructure is immediately adjacent. It's nice, flat, even ground, about 6.5 acres. So that could be a prime development spot if we could just get those buildings removed. And so we feel like there's some real areas of opportunity for some development. I think where things get a little more difficult is when you look at that sort of a glut of buildings there in the center, really the heart of that campus. It's over 300,000 square feet of space, lead-based paint, asbestos, infiltration from animals. The sewer system has been deemed not salvageable by the DNR. So there's just a lot of issues that would need to be overcome. And so, again, it's most likely that the bulk of those buildings end up having to be taken down.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.